Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And throughout The Extra's history, we've brought you newsmakers here on the show. And sometimes those newsmakers have continued to bring us important stories and news in a variety of different roles. And that's what we're talking about and the person we're talking to today. And I'm pleased to welcome to the show Lieutenant Howard Black, who has been with the Colorado Springs Police Department and has been with Crime Stoppers and is now has taken a job representing Michael Allen, District Attorney-elect at the District Attorney 4th Judicial District's office. Welcome to the show, Howard. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You have worn a variety of hats. It seems like always in that kind of law enforcement sector. But, you know, the people who are listening to you right now probably remember listening to you when you were the public information officer for the Colorado Springs Police Department. It wasn't that long ago, we should mention. And then you moved into work for Crime Stoppers and now this position. Tell us what was behind this most recent move.
Well, I'll tell you, I really was enjoying retirement. It was nice to have that time. And I often joke, I almost made it 2 years to that, full retirement stage. But Michael Allen had a couple conversations with me. And in spending time with him, it just made it an easy decision for me to come out of retirement. Michael's really coming into the district attorney position as the elect. In January, he'll be sworn in. And what I really appreciate about Michael is when I had the special victims section at the police department, I mean, we had worked cases together, and I always appreciated his decisiveness, but also his passion for victims. So, you know, building on that over the years and working with him, and now in his new position as the district attorney of the largest DA's office in the state of Colorado, and when I say that, most cases filed, he wants to really have an office that's transparent, and he really wants to build on what Dan May has done for years, and Jeannie Smith and John Southers, is really partnering back with our community. So that really excites me, to have that opportunity to make connections and develop different work groups. I was excited and ready to go.
Wow. Well, and you bring up Dan May, and of course, for those who are listening, Dan May has been prominent in the news as the first judicial district attorney up until Michael Allen will take that position. Dan May had presided or spearheaded the prosecution of some very high-profile cases. I'm thinking of the Patrick Frazee case. I'm thinking of the Robert Deere case. We're going to talk more about, just what's involved in transitioning a major office, like you said, the most cases prosecuted, to a new leader. We're going to be talking about that a little later on in the show, but I want to ask you about Crime Stoppers, your most recent position and representing the efforts of that group. Will you still be continuing those efforts?
No, I'll still be a part of anything that I can do to help. Excuse me. With Crime Stoppers, but it's an absolute conflict for me to be on that board of directors in this new position. So Crime Stoppers really has developed over the last couple of years. There's been new energy. Don Addy is taking over as the chairman of the board of directors. We've really created a very active group of community members in moving that program forward. So I know it's going to look much different a year from now as new blood, new energy flows into Crime Stoppers, because it's such an important organization for all of El Paso and Teller counties.
What would you say about your time there? What, I guess, are the lessons learned, or the, you know, takeaways that you want to bring with you?
Well, Crime Stoppers, it's been interesting. It's been here since 1981. I mean, it's just had such an impact in cases. I mean, we often talk about one of the most recent cases was the captain who was murdered just outside of the downtown area a couple years ago. That case had gone cold, and it was a Crime Stoppers tip that allowed detectives to move that case forward into a prosecution and a conviction. So it has a multifaceted place for our community. It allows individuals to send information to law enforcement in an anonymous way. Sometimes it's for their own safety. They're not wanting to have their names mentioned, but they want to give information. They want to ensure that justice is being served. So Crime Stoppers really gives the community an opportunity to interact with all of our law enforcement agencies in the 4th Judicial District in an anonymous way.
Right, right. And we should mention, so it's like two kind of arms of, you know, the hands of justice, if you will, you know, just like Law and Order. What is it they say in Law and Order? They're the people who catch the criminals, and then they're the people who prosecute them. So now you're moving on to the prosecution side. So definitely a different way of looking at criminal justice. And we're going to be continuing the conversation with Howard Black, who has been newly named spokesperson for the 4th Judicial District Office, District Attorney Michael Allen. And we're going to continue that conversation here on The Extra. Need to take a short break here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and I'm joined on the line by Lieutenant Howard Black, and the lieutenant coming from when you used to work for the Colorado Springs Police Department. And Howard, back then, I mean, it felt like Colorado Springs was still so much the younger cousin of Denver. And now, as you're moving back into taking a place in the judicial system here, you mentioned how El Paso County is now prosecuting the most cases in the entire state of Colorado. So it definitely feels like the burden, the responsibilities, all of that has grown as the county and region have grown, would you say?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, I think sometimes we forget Colorado Springs, within the city limits, is the 39th largest city in the United States. So this is a major metro area. And, you know, the office of the district attorney for the 4th Judicial District has responsibility for all of El Paso and Teller counties. So it's a large district and clearly has the most filings of any judicial district in the state of Colorado.
And in geographic terms, the 4th Judicial District also, don't we cover the most geographic area? So the potential for, you know, picking up cases in the widest area possible in Colorado?
I'm not sure that's true. There are some smaller judicial districts that are multiple large rural counties. So square miles. I'm not sure that this district is the largest. I'm almost positive it isn't. But it's a very large, I mean, just El Paso County's roughly 2,150 square miles. And then you add Teller mm-hmm. County. It's a large geographical area. You might be in Calhoun, Colorado, or you might be up in Victor or Cripple Creek, Colorado. So it's a large landmass, absolutely.
Pretty far away from each other, definitely. Lieutenant Black, and I can't get out of the habit of calling you Lieutenant Black from all those years dealing with you in the police department.
Howard.
Just Howard. When you talked a little bit about Michael Allen's outlook and what he hopes to reaffirm, I guess, in the judicial office, the judicial district office, why do you think these kinds of changings of the guard are so important? Critical timing here.
It really is. I mean, it's, it's the transference of power, if you would, within the judicial district. You have a new elected that's coming, into play. Dan May has termed limited out, so he could not run for another term. So it's, it's very important just in our democracy and in how our system works. And it's also, it's a new, exciting time. Different ideas, different philosophies and how you move an agency forward. And I think, we're all just getting into this. I see this as Michael is just going to build on all the good work that's occurred in this district attorney's office for many decades, and it's been a real treat for me, coming over. I've been in this system for 40 years, both at the police department and the sheriff's department, and now being at the district attorney's office and having a more in-depth, understanding and meeting a lot of folks over the last couple of weeks. There's just so much energy and dedication that these deputy DAs and the support staff, this is a complicated office. There's a lot of moving parts in what happens in our district attorney's office, and we're going to be talking a lot about that in the weeks and months ahead, really sharing back with our community on the responsibilities of the district attorney and how his staff moves the mission forward.
Right, and some of that mission will be cases that, as we mentioned kind of a little bit at the first of this segment, some of the cases, for instance, the Robert Deere case, continues to linger out there. Is that going to be a difficult transitioning to a new, under a new leadership, under a new perhaps direction?
I don't see that at all. I see that to be incredibly seamless. I mean, the folks will continue. Michael and his leadership team have been engaged and involved. So I don't see that to be an issue at all. There are definitely some challenges with COVID. How do you catch up when the courts continue to be closed for appropriate and obvious reasons? So there's going to be some real challenges there for Michael and how he moves cases and those decisions. But active, cases that you're mentioning, these most important felony person crimes, I really see that process to continue to be seamless.
Right, and I should mention that the Robert Deere case, that involved a Planned Parenthood shooting from back around Thanksgiving Day of 2015, in which a police officer and two civilians were killed. I probably should have given the background of that case while I was telling the listeners about it. But you did mention, and it is an important aspect, how the COVID pandemic has affected and perhaps will continue to impact the district attorney's office moving into 2021. We're going to continue with that aspect of the conversation as we have Howard Black joining us, newly selected as the spokesperson for Michael Allen, the elected and soon to be taking office district attorney for the 4th Judicial District of Colorado. The conversation continues here on The Extra after these messages. We're back with Howard Black, the former lieutenant for the Colorado Springs Police Department. You probably were very well aware of him if you were watching the news. Well, all up until probably like 2 years ago, wouldn't you say, Mr. Black? You know, you were always there whenever there was a big case or something involving the police department, and reporters were interviewing you, and I know calling you at all hours. I apologize for my part in that.
I left April 19th of 2019, so just a short time ago. And it was, you know, my entire career at CSPD, I had some wonderful assignments throughout my time. My last assignment being the PIO, that was an interesting assignment at best. You're working with a lot of different people from, you know, around the world. I mean, that you're talking to on some cases, and you know, so yeah, the last position really positions me to be in a good place as I move into this new position in representing Michael and the entire DA's office.
Right. It's similar duties in a way, different, I guess, obligations and considerations, because as a police spokesperson, you were able to present the facts and what was known in an investigation that could be released. Representing the DA's office, oftentimes there are certain aspects of investigations or of pending court litigation that can't be discussed publicly. Is that going to be, I mean, for us as the media and as the public who are used to getting certain communications from you, is that going to be different? Should we set our expectations a little differently?
Well, I think in many ways we have the same expectations from law enforcement and the district attorney's office. I mean, there are different responsibilities for those agencies. So those are some of the things that we'll be looking at. I mean, Michael definitely wants to have an office that's transparent. There's also state statutes that definitely ensures that we're being appropriate. But those same standards apply to law enforcement, too. So we're going to be working with our law enforcement agencies, and I hope that we will continue to share appropriate information, making sure that our community is informed without having a negative impact on any case moving forward for our victims.
Right, whether, because often what is mentioned is that it not taint the jury pool meaning the people in the county and the judicial district who would be picked to preside over a case as the jurors. I've never been picked as a juror. My husband did. He served as a juror in a murder case. So it was very interesting to hear after the fact about everything that was involved that he could discuss. Mr. Black, Howard?
Howard.
I'm so used to saying Lieutenant Black. Lieutenant Black. We have had, during the pandemic, it has been a year, 2020 has been, for homicides, on the upswing, for traffic fatalities, which may or may not involve criminal suspicions, also definitely on the upswing. What would you say about the caseloads as we're moving forward into 2021? Is that something that's going to be just burdening the DA's office?
Well, sure. It definitely has an impact on the DA's office, just like it does for the judges and their caseloads, not being able to hold trials. So those are all things that I know Michael and staff are working hard as we speak in understanding how some of these cases will move forward in a timely and appropriate manner. And again, that's working with the courts. Judge Bain, who is our chief judge, I mean, has had to make some really difficult decisions, and appropriate. It's about safety of our community, but there's also a justice system that has to continue to move forward. So I think in the beginning quarter of 2021, it's going to be some challenging times for the court and the district attorney's office.
Yeah, balancing that right to a speedy trial against also health considerations. Judge Bain, we should mention, he's the one who makes decisions as to whether, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's the one who makes decisions as to the operations of the courthouse, whether trials are continuing, whether hearings are continuing and such, right?
That is correct. He's the chief judge for the 4th Judicial District.
And so if you're wondering, you know, why isn't the courthouse open, that is essentially how those decisions are being made, not being made, you know, at the state level and then delegated down, but definitely of local control and local judicial control. So we're going to continue the conversation here with Mr. Howard Black, who is joining, has joined the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office. He is going to be now the spokesperson for Michael Allen, as well as the office representing the different side of law and order, the law side, before he was with the Colorado Springs Police Department, representing the order side, I guess is what they call it, of that equation. And we're going to be talking more about anticipations for 2021 and expectations. That's as the extra continues. We're back with our final segment of The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. And my guest today, as we say, this show is to bring you the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And one of those persons has been Lieutenant Howard Black, who has been part of the media landscape, if you will, of Colorado Springs and the surrounding area for quite some time, formerly with the Colorado Springs Police Department, and then with Crime Stoppers most recently, and now has transitioned to being a liaison for the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, representing of which Michael Allen is the district attorney-elect and going to be taking that position officially. But already it sounds like doing a lot of organizing in anticipation of that transition. And Howard Black, we were talking before the break about some of the major cases that, you know, will be transitioned. Are there areas of prosecution that you see happening more and more as we look toward the future, or is it all still coming back to the same areas of prosecution that that keep your prosecutors in that office very busy, you know, prosecuting thefts, prosecuting robberies, prosecuting crimes of passion, things like that? Or are there new avenues that we're looking at that maybe, I guess, your department there is exploring, you know, for instance, cyber crimes?
Well, I think you hit all of the highlighted areas. I mean, Michael is definitely going to have an emphasis on animal abuse, which is a huge issue in our city and in our country. Domestic violence, you know, continues to be a major factor in law enforcement and definitely within the DA's office and how those cases move. The workload is so intense over here. Just again, in my short amount of time, you know, walking the hallways, being with some of the deputy DAs and talking with them, the caseload is just horrendous. This, as we said earlier, this is it's a big city, and there's a lot of activity here, and the district attorney's office. You know, being responsible for the prosecution of cases that are brought forward, it's a daunting task. And it's something that I really look forward, and Michael has given very clear direction in ensuring that our community learns what your DA's office is doing on a daily basis. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of committees, a lot of work groups. You know, from, you know, diversion programs to victims comp to juvenile. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So really looking forward to being able to share some of our staff here at the district attorney's office with our community.
And it's something of which we should all be aware because just, you know, because we live here, there's a good likelihood that at some point we're going to be called for jury duty or some other reason that will involve us in our legal system here locally. So all of us being aware of what's involved really helps the community at large. Sometimes I feel that people don't... they don't really want to know all the nuts and bolts of what goes on legally because they're saying that's something I never want to be on the wrong end of, right? You never want to be on the wrong end of the law.
Right, and I, you know, and it's hard. When you're dealing with baby cases, when you're dealing with some of the most horrendous actors that perpetrate on our community members, you know, many of us are wanting to just know that we have an effective district attorney's office and that we can trust that district attorney's office to move those cases forward for the victims and the community. So I absolutely agree. But it is important to know and to have somewhat of an understanding of the DA's office and being proud of your district attorney's office. All of these men and women are working for you, the community.
Right, and you know, it's encouraging to know that there is such a dedication to the job, even as the pandemic has raged, because I know that the attorneys, the prosecutors with the district attorney's office, they're just as eager to get these cases underway or continued or moving forward, and don't like to see these closures and delays, although I'm sure that they understand the necessity due to health reasons. Don't you agree, Howard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are cases that clearly the DAs are wanting to move forward. You know, and not just, again, the district attorneys, but you have investigators, you have victim advocates, you have so many people that are engaged in each one of these cases. It's really a team working together, moving justice forward, if you would.
Right. And victims want to see justice done. And certainly the whole community benefits when that is allowed to move forward. We're looking forward to talking to Howard Black in the months and years to come as he works in this new position, representing Michael Allen, district attorney-elect, and the entire district attorney's staff for the 4th Judicial District of Colorado. Howard, thanks so much for joining us here on The Extra.
My pleasure.
And you've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.